Welcome back to the Creator Podcast. My name is Chantal. I'm your host and creator of this show. This is a show I created 2 seasons ago because I wanted to talk about art. And I know a lot of creative people, but everybody that I talk to and everybody that listens to my other shows are not always creative. So I wanted to talk in a space for creatives, about art. And if anybody is interested in the art spaces, this should be a spot that they could press play and get into. Okay? Welcome back to the Creator Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the host, the one, the only. Welcome to episode 3. Document everything now. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, now. Document everything now. How people will communicate happens now, okay? How people in the future will know what happened today is what you do today, okay? You have to preserve visuals, voices, and stories. I hate all the families being torn apart and ruined right now, but the art later will be tremendous if we document it now. All this bullshit with ICE, we need photos, okay? We need articles, we need people protesting, we need people who are captured sharing their stories, and we need to see the look on these families' faces and remember that so we can know what we're standing for, so we can know what we're talking about, so we can know what our purpose is for. We have to create the visuals, the stories, the pictures, the photographs, the paintings, all the people moving out and living out of cars because they can't afford to pay rent. They can't afford to stay in their apartments. We need the pictures. We need the stories. We need whatever art is going to come from that. Okay? All the anger, frustration, and grief from drawings, from stories, from books people are writing, from paintings. We need that. Okay? All the interviews, posts, and recordings. We need that. Do not hold your thoughts in. Share it. What you feel from seeing the genocide of people in Sudan, Palestine, the bombings, the rapes, the beheadings, the starvation, the displacement, and the attacks on people's crops because of this government being fucking greedy, document that shit now. Families in the U.S. leaving homes in the night as is. Furniture, clothes, cars, pictures, food on counters with intentions to come back and put it away. But people were getting picked up on their way of dropping kids off for school. People were getting picked up while they were on the job. People were getting picked up out of stores, out of their churches. Okay? ICE is picking them up, separating them. No contact with friends, no contact with families. People don't know where their kids are. People don't know where their parents are. People can't even get in touch with their lawyers. This is how fucked up.
Hey, how you doing? My name is BTG, a.k.a. Baylor, a.k.a. Baylorism. And are you out there looking for that red balloon pop content? Are you still out there watching content about Kendrick and Drake? Do you like gender wars? Are you complaining about your baby mama and your baby daddy still? Well, we don't have that type of content over here at BTG for President. Nor do we have it with Open Room with BTG. Still a part of the Rare Sounders Network. I want you guys to go ahead and subscribe and tune in. Will I drop an episode this week? Maybe not. What about next week, you say? Probably, maybe not. But as long as you keep following me, you'll keep following greatness. BTG for President, Open Room with BTG, a part of the Rare Sounders Network. Little stupid bitches.
It's broad day in the middle of the night kidnapping, zip-tying people, not giving people information, having them in rooms for hours, treating them indecent, raping them while they're captured. You can't tell me that's not fucked up. I don't care what you think they did. I don't care if they are in this country illegally. You still treat them like a human being. American citizens are even being deported to countries they've never been to. This government is assuming because of your ethnicity, you must be from here. We're going to deport you here because we don't agree with how you think. We don't agree with how you live. We don't agree with what you stand for. And they're basically displacing people. And then this administration is having back and forth with people who have the power to do these things. They don't even know what the fuck they did. They don't even know what the fuck they allowed. So the times that we are living in are so insane right now. But people being ignorant to what was coming is why we are here. Borders being blocked off so Americans can't leave the country. You know your country is fucked up when you're trying to stop people from leaving it. Passports being denied for bullshit reasons. Saying it's lost or stolen when it's not is actually in my fucking hand. Citizens being tackled by ICE agents and executed in broad daylight because they feel disrespected. And it's okayed by this government. Numerous people. A black man in the middle of the night. I think it was New Year's Eve. A woman in her vehicle driving away. He stepped in front of her vehicle, shot her in the face 3 times, called her a bitch. On video, okayed by this government. And then the latest is he was a veteran, doctor or nurse, protesting, trying to keep a woman safe from them. And he had a firearm that is legally his right. Put it down. He had his phone in his hand. And they shot him in broad daylight. This is not about Democrats. This is not about Republicans. This is about the rich and the powerful. This is about big bank, take little bank. And if you don't have big bank, you don't have no say. You don't have any power. And people who have big bank are fucking quiet and complicit. And this is what's currently going on. And everybody's fucking going to work. Everybody's going to school. Everybody's grocery shopping. Everybody's scrolling through social media. People are going to the movies. People are working out. And it's not because people don't care. It's not because people don't see. It's just people don't feel like they have any other options. People don't feel like they have the power to do anything pivotal. So I think a lot of people are numbing themselves by doing their regular programming type shit. And a regular programming type shit for me is working, paying bills, feeding these kids, taking them to school, picking them up, letting them be on their devices, letting them play games, taking them out for ice cream, talking with them, laughing with them, podcasting, talking to my people. And do I feel crazy? Yes, because I'm just like, this is not regular shit. And they're trying to make this be regular. They're trying to make this be okay. And it's not okay because you're legit losing employees that you know work for you based on their ethnicity. And you're not saying shit about it. You're seeing people be picked up from the grocery store when they're trying to take groceries home, where they pay rent, where they pay a mortgage just because their ethnicity. We all, by now, I'm at the end of my 30s, seen movies and documentaries of what happened to the Jewish people back when the Nazis. So you're liking the show. That is great to know. My name is Shan, but you already know that because you're listening. You're listening. You might be listening to Call Me When You Get Off. You might be listening to Cozy Womb. Creator, She Gets a Pod, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right with Shan, or So What Page We On Bit. Either way, you're listening, and I appreciate you. If you would like to support these podcasts, don't be afraid to look for the link in the show notes and donate to the show, or you can get you some merch on the Shan Be Podden spot. You can find me at Shan Be Podden. When it comes to guests, I like to pick my people. So please do not DM me and tell me you want to come on the show. Please do not email me and tell me what author you have that I should have on the show, because every show has a different focus and I like to pick my people. I like to make it authentic, okay? Don't try to use me for your marketing. This ain't that. That ain't this. Anywho, hope you're enjoying the show. Don't forget to find shanbepodden.com. Now back to it! Took over and how they dragged them out their homes and how they stole their jewelry and how they stole their art and how they stole their instruments and how they just displaced them and just messed up their whole way of living. And we saw what happened from that. We still get to see people who have tattoos on their arms of numbers that were on them from that, if they are still around. And by choices being made and choices not being made, it's happening again. And it's so fucked up. So this is a reminder episode to all the artists, singers, writers, painters, photographers, poets. Do your work. Document everything. Express yourself. Express your thoughts. Share it. Post it. And to all the social media platforms that won't post it because they don't agree with it, or we're not saying something that you can stand behind, fuck you. Okay? Fuck you. And fuck all the platforms out here helping fucking ICE. Fuck them too. My name is Shan. Thank you for listening to the Creator Podcast. Please continue to create through all the bullshit. I appreciate it.